Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dee Dee Loggison is with us. Save the Persecuted Christians. She's the executive director, and we'll be talking about what's happening. We'll be talking about the genocide games, talking about what's taking place in China, the atrocities, and we're going to talk about that in the news here in just a moment. Also coming up at the top of the next hour, David Shistokas is with us. So what is the deal with Brett Kavanaugh? Tucker Carlson brought something up relative to that, because when it comes to vaccine mandates, it seems that employers have the right to choose, but not healthcare workers. No. Nurses must be vaccinated. Interesting. So I guess when you sign up to be a medical professional, you lose all of your constitutional rights and protections, according to Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts. We'll talk about that coming up with David Shistokas, top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, Tim Parrish is with us. He is with the National Center for Public Policy Research and the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And we'll be visiting with Tim about a number of different issues. Man, I had that up in front of me, and it disappeared. Let's see here. Specific article. There we go. Okay. Shocking media report. Governor's allies forgive blackface scandal. Talking about the Northam scandal. And we'll get Tim's thoughts with regards to that. A bit of a double standard when it comes to the DNC. And we had yesterday on the program, Vince Ellison was on. Vince Everett Ellison was on with us. The Iron Triangle author has a brand new book out. You can pick that one up at Amazon. And he's exposing and helping us to be able to understand the lies that the Democratic Party speaks and how they are just really lying to Black Americans. So we'll have that coming up for you. All right. Well, joining me now from Free Speech America and Newsbusters, Mr. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, I guess we could lead off with the Golden State Warriors and Chatham and that story, and it's always good to have, you know, different perspectives and different thought processes when it comes to dealing with different matters. That's what free speech is all about, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, you mentioned Chatham here, or Seamus, I think is how you say it. But anyway, it's the co-owner for the Golden State Warriors, and apparently he's also a top investor for the NBA. He was caught on a podcast the other day, and he said, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? He said, you bring it up because you really care, and I think it's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. Well, and this kind of speaks to kind of the left and a lot of these major publicly traded corporations and their investors and kind of the media take. These people don't care about human rights abuses, and that's why there's very little pressure to do anything about the upcoming Olympics. You know, the Biden administration announced that they weren't going to have diplomatic ties with regard to the Olympics. They were going to have a diplomatic boycott for the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. And of course, CNN touts this as some, you know, wonderful thing. Look at the Biden administration being strong against China. Well, you know, news just came out recently that China is not going to have ticket sales for the public anyway. So there aren't going to be very many people watching to begin with. So big whoop, the Biden administration isn't going to have diplomats go watch the Olympics. Everyone's going to be watching online anyway.
Well, yeah. and they're going to be watching. Yeah, the issue here, and I agree with you about the human atrocities. You know, there are a couple of other groups that are being severely persecuted over there and specifically targeted over there. All we hear about is the Uyghurs. And unfortunately, we don't hear about the Christian persecution, and we don't hear about the persecution of Falun Gong. I was just in Palm Springs last week and met a family, a Falun Gong family, that had been fighting this. Their sister was murdered in one of the labor camps. Their brother was tortured for 12 years, and he describes, you know, where they take the electric prod, and they have defectors in this film. It's called FindingCourageMovie.com is where you can find it, or at my website under videos. We videoed the event, and we put that up so people can watch. But they actually, Michael, will put the damage underneath clothing so it doesn't show up on their face or their neck. But, you know, the brother talked about, you know, peeling black burnt dead skin off of his body from where they tortured him. And something that is not mentioned when we discuss the Uyghur situation, and it's a challenge that I have had, you know, as these stories break, I do a lot of ministry, as folks that watch my program know, over in India. And while I agree that the atrocities that are happening are terrible, I agree with that. But it should also be pointed out that the Uyghurs are engaged in horrific acts against the Indian people. They raid into Jammu and Kashmir. They take the women and they turn them into sex slaves. They take the men and they murder them. And I have people that have been members of our churches that have been killed, pastors that have been murdered. And this is a regular occurrence of the Uyghurs doing this. And so, you know, when you talk about, you know, what are the justifications for putting them in prison, for taking offensive actions towards someone, I think we need to talk about the individuals that have not provoked anything at all, and you know, and speak about those folks, and maybe more so than we do. It's like, for example, when we have these anti-police riots, right, that take place, Michael, you know, the anti-police riots are generally behind a criminal who has, as it turns out, when the investigations are all said and done something or had a history of doing things and then done something in line with their criminal history. And now they become the poster child, and, you know, cities are burnt down and all those other kinds of things. So I guess that's my point, is that when we discuss these things, we need to balance in the entities and individuals who have not committed any atrocious acts or are not acting in a criminal manner towards whether, you know, the Chinese people. The Chinese Communist Party should never be excused for any of their human atrocities. So I hope I'm being clear in that. But what I'm saying is that there are others that are being attacked and no one ever wants to talk about them.
Right. Look, and I think the one thing that we can all take away from this is this, you know, no one should be for or in favor of an entity like the Chinese government or what have you that is committing human rights abuses. You know, whether that be against Uyghurs, whether that be against Christians, whether that be against anyone. And the fact that this NBA co-owner, the Golden State Warriors, said that nobody cares, I think that's what's most shocking. You know, and like I said, perhaps he's right. It seems that a lot of these companies and these leftist individuals care more about the mighty dollar and protecting their relationships with human rights abusers like the communist Chinese and others than they do about individuals. And we should care more about individuals. And of course, the media does its job at covering things up, which kind of leads into another great story that we have over here at Newsbusters. Scott Whitlock over here at Newsbusters wrote a study about how the network varies in the Biden disaster failures and controversies. You know, you've got the Hunter Biden scandal and the sketchy connections to his dad, Joe Biden. You've got the bearing of the Biden border crisis throughout the last year. And then you've got the media's complete abandonment of the Afghanistan news. You know, they abandoned the coverage of that story as soon as they could to cover for the Biden administration. Of course, why did they do all these things? Well, it's because it's an election year. 2022, it's midterm elections, and the Nets are doing all they can to bury the historically bad polling numbers for Democrats ahead of the midterms as well.
Yeah, well, and a lot of this, of course, we know is all about political. You know, it's all about political stuff. That's the whole thing. And, you know, they really don't seem to understand how far in the tank, I think, that the Democratic Party is with regards to the things that they're doing. And I think a lot of Americans, even on the Democrat side, are saying, hey, this is not what we signed up for. This is not what we expected. But I don't think they should be surprised. You know, Biden promised them a dark winter. And that's exactly what he's delivering.
Right, and the media is piling on. Yep. We've got some interesting numbers here. The Hunter Biden scandal, for example. The networks did everything they could to hide the evidence of that, of Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings with Ukraine, his connections to China, the alarming art sales that he made. So, for example, ABC World News Tonight allowed just 57 seconds on the multiple Hunter Biden scandals. CBS Evening News offered an equally pathetic 60 seconds. NBC Nightly News managed slightly higher with 191 seconds. Total, that's 308 seconds, or just above 5 minutes for the entire year on Hunter Biden and his connections to his father with sketchy dealings. You know, I mean, that's truly outrageous. On the border crisis, for another example, in 2021, the number of migrants apprehended at the southern border was the highest it's been in 20 years. Well, how much time did ABC, CBS, and NBC spend on that? Well, 17 seconds in the month of December for ABC, 20 seconds for CBS, 260 seconds for NBC. Truly astounding. Afghanistan, you know, something else that the media tried to bury as soon as it possibly could. Now, they did a fair amount of coverage in August when that was going on because they quite simply couldn't hide how terribly the Biden administration did with regard to the pullout, leaving people, American citizens, left behind, 13 military members killed, and just an overall disaster. In August, they covered 409 minutes, the big three did. But in October, just a month removed, you know, in between September as a comparison, only 16 minutes of coverage on Afghanistan's pullout in October. Truly astounding.
Well, and you know, many that are still trapped over there, plus there were, as everyone should be aware, you know, there are 13 dead that no one talks about, no one gives any time to. It was an absolute horrific show, and really has created all kinds of other negative reverberations. When America leaves the national stage, well, look what's happening with Russia, Ukraine.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, I did it 2 days in a row. I hit it right. I don't know why it is. This particular entrance in both hours, I'm thinking, we don't come in till 22 after. And it's actually 21. And so I've missed this, kind of consistently. So it's a shock I'm here. And my producer guy doesn't need to send me a note and say, hey, where are you? You're not talking. Anyway, Michael Morris is our guest, Newsbusters and Free Speech America. There was a story that you had sent me this morning, too, was the Rand Paul story that I picked. Rand Paul calls out snot-nosed censors after CDC concedes flaws of cloth masks. And it's interesting because I went to my doctor's this morning to have my blood work drawn. I do that quarterly now, and we, you know, keep an eye on where I'm at. But you know, the accident is the impetus behind that. But I noticed that that there are signs of change to masks and distancing recommended, whereas before it was masks and distancing are mandated. You have to wear a mask if you want to go into the doctor's office. So I thought it was interesting that they've made a change over there. But of course, the CDC is coming out and saying, look, the masks don't work. It used to be, Michael, that if you said that, right, if you publicly said that, all of the, Facebooks and Twitters and YouTubes, man, you would be banned. You would be ostracized.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And look, Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, actually, Senator as well, has been calling this out for quite some time. Your viewers may remember that Dr. Rand Paul was questioning Fauci about this a year ago, saying that it was fear, in fact, when Dr. Fauci would come in with his mask on and then take it off when he spoke and then put it back on. And so, Rand Paul has been at the forefront of this for quite some time now. And, he recently got posted by YouTube, and this follows even a New York Times article headline to see if you can see that cloth masks do not protect against the virus as effectively as other masks. So, the CDC is coming out and now acknowledging that, in fact, apparently Dr. Rand Paul was right in questioning Dr. Fauci about these masks and their effectiveness at warding off COVID-19, and yet he got censored. And so, Dr. Rand Paul has this, but this means not no censors that you can come to my office and kiss my dot. And
Michael,
I was right.
Yeah, Michael, you're muffled a little bit in your voice. I'm not sure where you are on your microphone, but if you can come in a little bit clearer, it's just a little muffled.
Sure. Yeah. So what I was saying is, Dr. Rand Paul has been censored by YouTube for questioning the efficacy of masks, following what the New York Times, even the New York Times, which is a liberal outlet, we all know.
Yeah.
Conceding that the CDC acknowledged that cloth masks were not effective against protecting against COVID-19. And so Rand Paul asked, does this mean that some of the censors at YouTube will come to my office and admit that I was right? And it's a fair question,
Sure, so absolutely.
Is YouTube, is Facebook, is Twitter, all these other platforms online, are they going to allow Americans to speak freely, to question things, to ask questions, to have conversations with doctors? Are they going to allow free speech or not? Are people going to be able to have, control over their own bodies? Fair question.
Fair question, by all means. I don't know if you saw this or not. Salt Lake City Tribune op-ed on Saturday. Did you see that one? They called for the National Guard to keep unvaccinated people in their homes. True story. True story. Can you believe it?
No, that's terrifying. I catch snippets from time to time on what's going on over in Australia, Austria, even over in Europe. A lot of these things that are going on, it really is terrifying, and it's certainly not something that you ever want to see happen in the United States of America. But if we don't start standing up for our freedoms, if we don't start pushing back against these censors like we see at big tech and the media establishment trying to silence Americans, and not allowing us to voice our concern for our personal freedom, we could see that come here to the United States. And certainly that's something Americans should fight back against and protect. their individual liberty. Here, and that includes free speech.
And here's the, you know, again, the statistics are showing that the majority now of the people that are coming down with the Omicron or whatever strain this one is that they're going to call it are individuals that have been vaccinated. Okay, individuals that have received vaccines. Those are the ones that are coming down with it. And the interesting thing about that is that doctors that I've had on this program, like Dr. Brian Artis, like Dr. John Apsley, have all said, and Dr. Eric Naputi, they've all said, look, the problem is going to be in the next 6 months, and they were talking about this 6 months ago, that what you're going to see is you're going to see the people who have been vaccinated are going to be the ones that are going to end up going into the hospitals. They're going to be the ones that are going to end up somehow coming down with this again. And as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has pointed out here on the program, vaccines, you're given a vaccine so that you won't get what you're vaccinated against. That's why you take a vaccine. It's always been why you take a vaccine. You don't take a vaccine so you can get smallpox and have a smallpox epidemic, okay? You take smallpox vaccines so you put an end to the smallpox epidemic. Michael, it is insane what they are doing, and they're trying to create two classes of people. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Is no good. This is very bizarre. So I'm going to let you guys listen to, I tried to dial this number, and this is the recording that
I service you are attempting to use has been restricted or is unavailable. Please contact customer care for assistance. Message NY.
Okay, so let's see if... if somehow my phone is being messed with. Nope, it's ringing. Okay. Yep, it's ringing through, so that's a good thing. Okay. Don't worry, you don't need to answer that. I just was making sure the phone's working. Okay, so my phone is working. I mean, I was just on the phone talking to Michael Morris, so that shouldn't be an issue. But man, the phone number that I was given to reach him at is not working. So let me see if there's another number that I'm supposed to be calling. No, I don't see any other phone numbers, and that number doesn't work. All right. Well, folks, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Great to have you with me. Lots and lots for us to discuss. So I was trying to explain a little bit, too, about this situation relative to the Uyghurs. And I made mention of this at one point, I think, maybe week before last. And you know, there's going to be people, I'm sure, that are probably going to get, you know, a little upset with me, maybe, or a little tweaked about this or something, because, you know, those kinds of things happen. But the issue here to me is this, and the problem, if you will, is that in India, as those of you who follow my show know, I do a lot of ministry in Punjab, India. And the result of that effort and the things that we do over there is, of course, we're saving a lot of souls. A lot of people's lives are being touched and changed. We've been doing a lot of work when it comes to putting in wells. We've got 28 freshwater wells, and I'm just going to quickly say we can do a well for only $400. I know that there are those that are out there that are collecting $2,500 or so for a well. I don't know what that's about. I trust that all the money goes to cover the well. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. What I do know is what it costs to do a well for us, and what it costs to do a well for us is $400. We can do a well for $400, which is, I think, a pretty good deal. I mean, I think that's a you know, a pretty amazing investment when you consider how many lives we can touch and change with a water well. You know, an average well is going to change 150 families minimum. And over there, a family is anywhere from 15 to 20 people or more. So you're talking about, you know, 3,000 lives that are impacted for, you know, a decade, maybe two decades with one well. But man, clean water. And I know here in America, we take clean water mostly for granted. In places in certain parts of Michigan, Flint, Saginaw, those areas, they don't now, but they're working on it. But we take fresh, you know, clean water for granted here. The ability to bathe, the ability to drink, go get bottled water if you don't like the water that's coming out of your tap. And over there, that's just not, you know, not their options in these outlying villages, and especially amongst those people that are marginalized because they're in what's called the lower caste. So anyway, a lot of work that we do over there in India, ministry work that we do. We've established over 500 churches, 553 churches at last count is how many we have. We have a meeting coming up this Saturday, actually, with our pastors. And man, I could really use some financial assistance. We'd like to be able to bless our pastors when they come. They need help. They really do. And we'd like to be able to bless them. And let me see, 1,000, rupees to USD. So, you know, basically for $15, we can take care of an Indian pastor's family for an entire month for $15. So if you're out there and you're listening right now and you can make a $15 donation, that would be awesome. If you can make a $50 donation, that's three families, three pastors' families that will eat for an entire month, predicated on you blessing them with just $15. It's a pretty cool deal, isn't it? So yeah, you can do that. $50. Three families. Our plan is to have 50 pastors at this meeting, okay? So we'd like to be able to raise about $750 to $1,000 to be able to bless each one of those pastors with the finances to feed their families for a month. So if you could help us today with any part of that, the $50, $100, maybe you could even help us with $1,000. But it's this Saturday is when we've already planned for the meeting to happen. And we believe that God's going to speak to someone as I share this. All right. So we're talking about the Uyghur situation and some comments that I made in the previous half hour. And this NBA gentleman, this guy who is a part of the NBA and who is a part owner, and it needs to be understood too. I know Michael said he's part owner. Well, he's apparently a very minority owner. I don't know what the whole deal is, but anyway, his name is Chamath Palihapitiya. Chamath Palihapitiya is the man's name, and he made these comments about, you know, the Uyghurs. Now he's coming out and saying he's not even sure that China is a dictatorship. I don't know. 22 hours ago, a new statement coming out. He's saying, let me see, are they even a dictatorship? I can tell you, they aren't a dictatorship. They are actually, a communist party run So they're an authoritarian government. They're communist. But my point is this. In India, the Uyghurs are engaged in northern India, in Jammu and in Kashmir, with committing acts of terrorism against Christians and against Hindus. And so, you know, when I was first approached regarding the Uyghur situation and would I, you know, be a big proponent of helping the Uyghurs in particular, well, I contacted our pastor in India and he said, look, you know, you need to understand that that what the world is hearing, the story that the world is getting, is not the real story. It's not the whole truth. And so that creates an issue. Now, I don't know if Chamath, who and I believe that he's from Sri Lanka, but I don't know that he is, you know, that's the nationality, or if he is of Indian descent. If he is or has family or connections in India, then he may well have family that has been impacted by the Uyghur situation. Now, it also could be have nothing to do with that, and it could just be that he was throwing blanket cover to the NBA as it relates to, you know, the NBA's continued push and all the money that the NBA is spending in China on player development and so forth. And they, of course, are playing to this Chinese audience. And they were petrified when, like, for example, Enos Kanter came out and called out what was going on over there. And now, if you noticed, you don't hear anything in the news, no sports reporting about Enos Kanter. Enos Kanter is an incredible basketball player. He's a star. And now you hear nothing about him. Nothing about him. No highlights, nothing. Simply because he called out human atrocities and he put the onus on individuals like LeBron James and others and said, wait a minute, you know what you're supporting. You know where your money's going. You know what's happening to people over there and the human atrocities and the organ harvesting and the things that are happening over there. And why don't you care? Why aren't you doing something about it? So in the overall picture, the human atrocities that are happening in China and highlighting those and identifying those, and we'll talk about this more in our last segment with Dee Dee Loggison of Save the Persecuted Christians, and genocidegames.org is the website, genocidegames.org, and we want to move that petition number up and try to get the attention.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports
supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Tim Parrish of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Tim, welcome aboard. Good to have you. I'm glad that we could get you in for this final segment. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning, Pastor. Thanks so much for having me. It is such an honor to be on with you. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, what we want to talk about, of course, is the duplicity of the Democratic Party, and you know, on the one hand, they want Black Americans to think that they're in their corner and they're fighting for them, and you know, they're trying to make their lives better and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is that their policies and their programs and so forth are destroying Black families and have been for years. Reverend Childress of blackgenocide.org is on here on a regular basis on my program talking about what Planned Parenthood does to to kill Black babies. I mean, in New York, more Black babies are murdered than are allowed to be born. But in Virginia, you've got some very unique problems. Talk to us about what's happening in Virginia and how this duplicity is really showing itself.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Pastor. And those policies don't just destroy Black lives. They destroy Black businesses and Black dreams and Black entrepreneurship, and everything that people in the Black community are looking forward to in this country just gets crushed by Democrat policies. And here in Virginia, that's starting to manifest first and foremost through our former governor, who just a few days ago, last Saturday, left office. But earlier in his administration had a blackface scandal come out where we didn't know in Virginia if he was in blackface or in a KKK outfit. Both were displayed in his yearbook, on his personal yearbook page. And he first apologized and then said later on that it wasn't him. And, this been on the Republican side or any other group, that person would have been required to resign. They would have been canceled. They would have been casted to the sea of forgetfulness, right? But in this case, he was given a pass, and the media got behind him, and the entire Democrat establishment got behind him and gave him a pass after telling us for years and years, and during this season of wokeism, that Black Lives Mattered and that, you know, these things wouldn't be tolerated. And then they gave him a pass for this, and it, you know, was absolutely probably one of the most hypocritical acts that I've ever seen in the world of politics.
But it's a very common occurrence. I mean, this is kind of par for the course when it comes to marching out their actual agenda.
Absolutely. And it's an agenda that doesn't actually align, you know, like I always say, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. On one side of the coin, they're saying one thing and they flip it to the other side. And I mean, we even saw not just in Virginia, but at the federal level, with the Speaker of the House saying that that all of a sudden the idea of a filibuster is somehow racist and no longer in line with democracy and the Founding Fathers and Martin Luther King's statues crying. Even though just a few years ago, when they were in the minority, the filibuster was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it was the best thing ever. And now it's an assault to democracy. And so the question I pose, in light of this Democrat hypocrisy, is where's the lie? Were you lying then, or are you lying now? And so it's absolutely hypocritical, and we've got to call this stuff out, and we've got to really shed light on this so that folks know that this is all about, you know, I'm going to come into your neighborhood and ask for your vote in October, a few days before the election, but I'm never going to actually do anything substantive for you or the Black community. And we've got to call this stuff out.
Well, and you know, you look at what's happening, you know, in professional sports as well. I mean, there was a big deal that was done over the weekend during the playoffs about, you know, oh, we're all about, you know, helping the Black neighborhoods and supporting Black neighborhoods, and you know, and we're, you know, so glad and so proud of ourselves for, you know, addressing all the atrocities that have happened however it is, their whole BLM thing. I mean, if you look at what's going to be coming in the Super Bowl halftime Okay, it is going to be nothing but BLM in your face. And yet, you know, BLM is responsible for all of the rioting, the burning down of black businesses. They have been an arm of actual destruction in black neighborhoods. And it doesn't seem to me like there's any real, you know, movement. I mean, the deaths, the amount of murder that's happening between black gangs in black neighborhoods, the drug trade, all of those things. BLM is not addressing any of that, to my knowledge, Tim.
No, well, what we've seen is over the last year, we've seen that the executives, if you can call them that, at BLM, have done a great job of taking that money and buying themselves mansions in California and other places. You had parents of slain black men who were saying, hey, where is this money? We haven't seen any of this money, and you guys are using our children as the face of your project. And let me tell you, I would love to take any Black Lives Matter leaders down out in the Southeast Washington, D.C. I'd love to take them over in the south side of Chicago. I'd love to take them down in the Chateau Bottom here in Richmond, Virginia, into these neighborhoods where there are astronomical numbers of black men and children being killed by each other, and they're not addressing any of those things. The NBA and all the wokeism and the gaslighting isn't addressing any of those things. They're not addressing any of the impact of Democrat policies that are negatively impacting black-owned businesses and the ability for black moms to educate their children, not based on their zip code, but based on the ability of their children to go get the education that they deserve in order to be competitive in a dynamic job market. And so all of these things are really just, it's gaslighting, it's virtue signaling, but it's not actually getting stuff done on behalf of the communities that they purport to be working for. No one should be shocked or surprised by any of this. But sometimes we don't do a good job of highlighting it. So it's been my passion of late to really highlight these things and bring them to light.
Well, and the issue too of, you know, they're always talking about equality, but what they really are pushing is what they call equity. But the problem with that is that they reduce the talent level. You know, if you bring the standards down, you're not helping anyone. You're not assisting anybody. You're not raising or elevating anybody up or setting anybody up for success. When you lower the bar so that they can jump in, but there's no real education. It's no different than taking an athlete and passing him all the way through college and he never attends a class, right? I mean, there's no difference in that, Tim.
Right, and here's the real issue with that, Pastor, is that we're setting children up for failure in the education system where we lower the standards so that they can compete, but that's not how the real world works. That's not
right.
How the private sector works. If you don't compete, and if you don't actually perform, then you get fired. You lose your job. You can't pay your bills. You don't have a livelihood. So we're setting that example of how that works.
Yeah, you're not helping anybody. We're going to run out of time here. Tim Parrish has been with me, Project 21, Black Leadership Network. Back.
Are you confused and stressed by the news and our culture? I'm Maria Baer with the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. I want to invite you to join me and John Stone Street every week right here on this station for Breakpoint This Week. We provide a Christian perspective on the news that gives clarity, confidence, and courage for your daily life. Don't miss it.
Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.